Hello and welcome back to another beautiful episode of The Vibe Check with Brittany and Chris. Today we are just vibing.
Yeah, that's right, folks. We out here, we're vibing on The Vibe Check. That's right.
Hell yeah.
We're vibing out here on this this sunny, hot Tennessee afternoon. We are sipping our whiskey and we are having a good time.
It's funny you say that because it's literally been raining and it flooded the mall, I guess here in Clarksville, because we're like an hour difference away.
Well, that's not very hot Tennessee of, you know, yeah, that wasn't very hot in Tennessee. And so
we're very moist today.
Oof, never mind. I took it all back.
I know a lot of people like that word, so I thought I'd use that.
Okay. Anyway, we usually like to start the show off, the podcast off, with a segment called Vibe Out. I have something I want to vibe out on, but Brittany, would you like to go first, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Whoever.
You go first.
Okay. Yes. I'm sick and tired. Ooh. And tired and sick of, ooh, these people buying up the damn Squishmallows just to resell.
Wait. The what?
The Squishmallows.
Squishmallows. What's a Squishmallow?
Squishmallow. So Squishmallows are kind of like Beanie Babies, but they're like the new age Beanie Baby.
Look this shit up. What? Hold on. Spell it.
It's
or don't spell it.
Hold on. Let me get a tag. Squishmallows.
Squishmallows. All right, Squishmallows. Are they that cute?
They're so cute. Are you seeing them?
They are.
Well, once you touch one, you understand. They're very soft. They are just squishy. They're nice. They come in different sizes. They can come in as like little keychains. They can come really big. They can come in medium sizes. There's a bunch of them. And they each have a name, and they all have their own characteristics. And they even have non-binary Squishmallows, which I think is really cool. And they're just really cute. I really like them. And they're becoming kind of like a collectible item. So places are selling out quickly. People are buying them and reselling them, which I really think is wrong. I hate when people do that. And it's just making it harder for us normal people, you know, to obtain them. And when we want them, like, I want more Squishmallows.
You know, now that I'm looking at them, I don't blame you, because there's this one that's standing out to me, and it's this fucking dog in an astronaut outfit.
See?
And I'm like, wow, it's... I'm pretty kind of starstruck. I want it, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, look at it. It needs a tail. Why doesn't it have a tail?
It might have a tail in the back.
No, it doesn't. It shows its back.
Oh.
It's a little backpack printed on his back.
Aw. Maybe he had to get his tail removed for space.
Oh, well, that is a choice.
But yeah, I love them. I have a Hello Kitty one. I have a penguin. I have a Dalmatian. I have two Dalmatians, and they're both Dustin. Except one Dustin has glasses and the other one doesn't. I have a bunch of them because they are so cute. And I can't wait for Halloween because I'm going to stock up on Squishmallows if people don't buy them all.
So that's your thing now, or are you still like collecting pops as well?
I'm still collecting pops, but there's not any pops that I've really wanted. I bought like this MTV Moon Man, and I thought he was the Pride one, but really what he is like when the TV screen gets all messed up and it's like that colorful screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. He's like that color.
Oh, okay.
But it's still really cool, and he's just the MTV Moon Man.
Hmm. Well, is that it for your vibe out?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I really hope people stop fucking doing that to you, because I get that. Like, people fucking having to buy things that are hot and resell them for outrageous prices. And
yeah.
Or the people that just fucking just keep them, you know, because that even also makes it harder to, it makes it harder to find.
Right. Which, I mean, if they're good, honest, you know, collectors, then, you know, I can't get too mad.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I'm like, I want some too.
You'll get them.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, great.
Wait, what was that?
They're so great.
They are. Well, that astronaut dog that I saw was really pulling at me. So who knows? But my vibe out is not necessarily me mad, because I haven't been really too upset. It's just, I guess it had to be with like old people and not understanding why young people do what they do. Like, I have a really weird thing with old people, especially miserable old people, because it's really fucking frustrating seeing as, like, I can't, and when I think adults, like, I gotta remember, not adults, like, old people. When I'm thinking old people, you know, I'm thinking, like, and it's not even necessarily old. I guess it's just the generation thing, because this generation, you know, they're, like, in their fucking 40s, 50s, and shit. And it's, like, the people I work with and just people I deal with on a regular, you know, like, past jobs and shit, like them not understanding why, like, grown men, like, care about, you know, streaming apps having, like, their nostalgia cartoons, or people being obsessed with, like, 90s nostalgia and shit like that. And it's just, like, it's really kind of frustrating, because it's, like, it's, I think it's just more prominent because of social media, just technology nowadays, because it's not like, you know, companies weren't doing that to them, you know, when they were kids. So, or like around our age, you know, trying to sell them shit like that. Maybe not exactly as that, but, you know, like, still trying to tend to that audience. So I don't know. It's that. And also, like, whenever older people are getting upset about, you know, the way people are dressing or acting and shit, it's hard for me too, kind of, sometimes, though, because, like, I gotta remember that, like, as a kid, like, those 30-year-olds are not the 30-year-olds of today, you know?
Yeah.
So there's, like, fucking 30-year-olds now that, you know, are still gaming. Even people, like, close to their, like, mid-30s and shit, you know, still gaming, streaming, and doing all that. And there's just people that don't understand it. And I don't, well, older people that don't understand it. And it's just frustrating, because it's, like, that's just the world we live in today, you know? So I wish they'd just hurry up and either accept it and move on, or just move the fuck on. How about that?
Yeah. I just hate that people are so resistant of, like, change and, like, being okay with things progressing, basically. And then I don't understand why people get mad about other people just living their lives the way they want to. Like, who cares? Like, I'm gonna be a 50-year-old woman with gauges in my ears still. I don't care. And I'm like, if anyone wants to come at me about it, I'm gonna be like, I don't care. It's my body. And I will do what I want when I want. I don't know. Getting old sucks, but I just don't want to, like, I don't know. I don't know how old people can just get older and just be like, well, now all I watch is Wheel of Fortune in the news. Like, no.
But you see, I don't think we're going to be like that. I think because we've grown up with, like, the technology era and shit, you know? Like, I don't see like you said, like, I don't see ourselves just sitting at home, fucking, you know, just being there, being old. Like Mike, this guy I work with, he's 55 and he constantly talks about his life. He doesn't do anything. He's single. He just constantly talks about, you know, the restaurants he eats at and just movies he sees because he's a movie guy. And it's like he does things to kind of, like, stay in the know and shit. He doesn't just stay at home. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with, like, because of the technology we have today. Like, there shouldn't be a reason why an old person shouldn't be, I'm not saying, like, they should fucking have a cell phone in their hand all the time, but, you know, at least know how to work social media or understand streaming apps and know how to get, you know, basically be comfortable at home. Like, you shouldn't be miserable at home or fucking miserable in general at an old age. I feel like our generation is definitely breaking that. Like I said, like, the people in their 30s, like, right now, like, I feel like they're definitely gonna break that vibe, because even people in their 40s are kind of iffy, kind of, like, yeah. It's rare to find, like, a really chill 40-year-old. I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure I know them. I just don't know their age. But
I mean, I know a few people that are older and that are still, like, out here, I guess. I don't know how else.
But I think it's a lot with, like, the aggression. Like, I don't see us being, like, that aggressive. Like, people have been turning to, like, fucking weed and meditating and fucking just self-care and shit, I feel like, more. I don't see that. I mean, if people still, I mean, there are going to be people that do it, but I don't think it's going to be as prominent. I hope it's not.
Yeah.
Eh.
Hopefully, but by the time that we're older, weed will just be legal all around and people can just get high and chill.
Yep. Either that or I can die and I can become a spirit and I'll just travel the world and that'll be it.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that one a lot better. Not even, like, on some spooky shit. Like, I don't, or not spooky shit, like, negative shit. Like, I don't know. My views on death are different. But that is a whole different story. But that is the end of my vibe out. So, boom on that.
All right.
Well, yeah.
That's it for vibe out.
So, I remember last week I had said I wanted to do a new segment about, what was it? Am I the asshole? Yeah, am I the asshole? The subreddit. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I've not gotten around to picking out any. That is because of work. And it has been one of those weeks. So Look forward to that next week. I'm very sorry on that. That is my fault. So either way, regardless, we still in this bitch.
Regardless.
Yeah, we still here. We can
Yeah, last
still.
week was a week.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about it. It's
I
just,
don't want to talk about it, actually.
yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, I know this weekend's been great though, for me anyways. I haven't done
Yeah.
much.
Yeah, it has. It's been really chill. A lot of cleaning and a lot of progressing in video games, I guess.
Nice. It's been the
Love
same for me because I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing and
that.
I've been making a little bed and breakfast type thing on my island. So that's been coming along nicely. And then I cleaned my house yesterday. So that was pretty awesome too.
Dope.
Productive up in here. Today, not so much. Today, I've just been watching a lot of TV and being half dead.
Instead of being half dead.
Yep.
What if you've been tired?
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, just not doing nothing.
Yeah, shit really to do. Like I was telling Brandon that, like I told him we needed to do something this summer because I was getting like a lot of memories from like around this time last year, how we were like traveling and kind of like doing things. But this year we ain't really been doing nothing. I can understand why, but I mean it's like we gotta kind of force it, I think, right now.
I just don't have any money to do anything, so I'm just chilling. But I'm also trying to take some time to just, I don't know, just take some personal time for myself to like re-energize myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like I had to meditate before we started recording actually, because my mom called me and I don't know if she called me and hung up or what the case was, but anyway, I missed her damn call and I seen my phone right there, like it flashed it, I swear. And so she ends up sending me a video re I mean not a video recording, a voice recording, because I don't have my voicemail box set up on my phone. Don't know why, don't care.
Gosh, I hate that.
And she sends me a voice recording because that's what I told her she could do. She really wanted to like send me a voice message or some shit, and she just sounded so sad. And she was like, "I was just calling you because I'm on my way to work and just wanted to talk. And I didn't know your father remarried." And then it ended, and I was just like, "Girl, I don't want to fucking hear this." Like, Tina, I'm not calling you back. I don't care what Michael's doing. I don't care what you got going on right now. Like, as bad as that sounds, like, I just know my mother is just one of those people that I can't necessarily associate with that often because her emotions and her, like, to me, like, her calling me and just wanting to talk about that and her drive, like, her commute is like, what, almost over an hour and a half? So it'll be a whole conversation of that. And I'm just like, I don't want to hear that. Nor do I even care because I haven't talked to my dad in what, fucking maybe close to over half a year, maybe longer than that. It's been a while. So I don't really give a fuck. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, I was like, who cares? That's what, his sixth marriage now? So yeah, really, who cares? Like, yeah, it's just weird. But I had to meditate because I was just like, I don't want to think about that, like not in a negative way. And I need to actually fucking subscribe to Headspace and get that going because I keep telling myself I need to do that instead of just doing the trials and the things that they offer whenever I open the app. But I did a little bit of that, and honestly, I feel better. Like it's whatever. Like it's I can like I just did just then, like just talk about it rather than blow up or feel some type of way. But yeah.
I need to resubscribe.
Yeah, because it's really good. It's good to have on my phone. Like I like how you can just pick it up and kind of just do
It's cool, and
it.
I like the group meditations.
Yeah, I want to do that. You can't do it when it's on a free. I think when I get paid next week, I'm gonna do it. Just like next week when I get paid, I'm seriously gonna get a mic. I had done it already. Wow, why am I speaking all weird? I went to Walmart the other day. I went to Walmart the other day and I got a mic, but I had to return it because it was like it had a jack port, and I have a fucking Galaxy S20, so there's no port
Oh,
like
you
at
need a
all.
dongle.
Yeah, I need a fucking C to USB adapter, which I need to go buy that, but it's, oh my God, it's so much. I need to buy that and I need to go buy the mic, so the two separate pieces of equipment I need to buy just for my phone so I can have better audio. And I don't want to use an actual like a headset because I tried that and it was all staticky. Like I don't understand that part of it whenever we try to record on here. So yeah, next week hopefully those two things, new meditation subscription with Headspace and fucking better mic so I don't sound muffled because I'm sure I sound really fucking broke and cheap right now.
Yeah, my headphones broke, so I'm just recording on my phone, just hoping it sounds okay. I don't think it does, but I don't know. I want to invest in some really nice headphones that I can record on, but I don't want AirPods.
Yeah, AirPods, I don't know if those will be good for recording.
I don't know, and I don't really like the iPhone headphones, so I don't feel like I'm gonna like the AirPods because they look like the iPhone headphones just with no cord.
I feel you.
Ugh, it's such a struggle right now.
It is, and it's really, really hot.
It's hot outside.
This heat hasn't been doing it for me. Yeah, and it's
Yeah.
been raining. We've been having random like storms coming through. Like nothing major, but it's like it's Tennessee has that humidity, man, so it doesn't fucking help.
It's disgust. That's why I said it was feeling moist today because it's humidity and rainy and just disgust. And I'm hoping that it only flooded on that side of town because I'm trying to go to Walmart after this. So,
Oh, so y'all dead ass flooded? Like,
yeah, like where our mall is in Clarksville, the parking lot was flooded. Cars were underwater.
oh boy, I haven't looked. I haven't
Yeah.
been on. Look, I don't go on Facebook.
Yeah, well, my dad called me to see if I was at work, and then I was like, no. And then he told me. So then I wrote my coworkers, and they were like, yeah. And part of the roof actually collapsed at the mall. Like nothing major, but like at the top, I guess it collapsed a little bit. So there was water coming through the lights over there by like the one of the nail salons and stuff. Yeah, it was crazy.
So that's the only part of the town that got flooded? That's weird.
That's the only part that I've seen that people have posted about.
Oh.
So, yeah, I assume that's it, I guess. Maybe that parking lot. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm like thinking maybe I can just hold out another day, but I don't want to because there's things that I kind of need now.
So wait, when did this flood happen today?
Yeah.
Okay,
Like
so you.
around like 3 to like 5:30.
Oh, okay. I feel you. So you haven't left the house in between then. That makes sense then.
Yeah, I haven't left yesterday, today. I've just been at the house like 2 days chilling.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing nothing. Like, I was like, I'll probably go to the store later, but I'm chilling. I've been watching this one show that got me thinking I had to stop watching it, but it's called I Am a Killer on Netflix. And
that good?
yeah, it's good. Some of these people are crazy. Kind of weird hearing from like the other side of it because a lot of these people have murdered people. That's why they're on death row. Like they fucked up lives. And so many people are quick to forgive. Well, I don't want to say they're quick to forgive. Let me not say that. But some people have forgiven like some of the like killers because religious views and stuff like that. And I just have a hard time just thinking like what I would do in that situation if someone were to kill like, say, like my dad or my sister, I don't know if I would be able to forgive that person.
That's my thing with like religion, honestly. I don't like how it's, I don't like how it like it pressures you to force forgive. That's so like not natural. You shouldn't forgive somebody just because of religion. I don't care. Like you said, like if someone kills your family member that you're really close to, why would you have to feel the need to forgive them even if you were religious? That's no. Even in your own body and you know like how that makes you feel, like no, you're not gonna sit here and tell me that I shouldn't feel that way at all. People are valid to their emotions and shit. Like I don't think they should feel pressured to that. Plus religion is also, it makes me feel like people don't give themselves enough credit, like at all. It's so, you know, thank God and you know, give to God and pray to God. It's no like, you know, showing yourself like, you know, acceptance and like praise yourself and shit, you know?
Yeah.
People they'll go take a damn quiz and be like, look at God, thank you God for passing and helping me pass this quiz. And it's like, no, how are you? Just thank yourself for fucking studying and taking the time to fucking do that to prepare yourself. You can be like, I love, like I don't mind religion. Like everyone's gonna have their faith. Like I'm spiritual. Like I don't, that's my views. But when
Yeah.
it comes to religion, like I said, like I don't like how people don't give themselves enough credit. Like I just think that's also, there's something to that. Like, there's just something psychological to that that I don't agree with.
I feel that.
Yeah. But that went way off topic. My bad.
No, it's cool. I was just thinking about that, just watching like all these stories.
So are the
And
stories real in the show, or is this all like fictional based?
pretty sure they're all real. Like they're
So
all
like actual
real.
serial killers and shit?
I don't want to say like serial killers because not all of them are like that. Like,
Oh.
I guess I'll use an example of one I watched today because I was just like, I don't even know about him. But anyway, so these people have been basically they've been in prison and they were on death row, and some of them are going through trying to not be on death row. And some of them are like, whatever, I want death row, you know, whatever. They all have really different stories. And like one today, he basically killed two of his family members and like the mother of his child. And he was trying to say that he like smoked some bad weed or something. And the
Okay.
drugs just had him fucked up in his paranoia. Like he ended up killing like people close to him. However, he had a history of, you know, like drug use. And I guess he was like in it bad, like selling drugs and just in a lot of crime activity. So he was very paranoid about people knowing his whereabouts because he was so just in it. So I could see like his point of being paranoid, but he also had a history of like abuse that he didn't talk about. And like he kind of tried to sugarcoat it. And he was, I guess, very abusive to his chick. And he ended up killing her and killing two of his family members while at it and trying to blame drugs on it. And in that situation, I'm just like, I just don't know if he's just at a point where he just believes in himself that he wouldn't actually go and kill someone. But I just don't know how to feel in that situation because I feel like, I don't know. Because at first I felt for him. I was like, maybe, I don't know. Like it seemed at first, like when he was talking about his situation, that maybe someone else killed his family and he got the blame put on him. But then after hearing the actual accounts, it seemed like he must have lost his temper and just decided he was going to kill his chick, and the two family members that got in his way just got hit. Yeah, so they're kind of like stories like that, but like that's like one story, and they're all different. Not all of them are about like a dude killing his chick or stuff like that. I really felt for one dude because he like basically got threatened into doing some shit for someone else while he was young and shit, and it's kind of fucked him up, you know. But it's like at the end of the day, these people still killed somebody. So,
Exactly.
yeah, it's like, you know, I do feel for them and I feel like they can be redeemed and they can be a better person moving forward. But I'm still like, but you still killed somebody and you may not deserve like maybe the death penalty, but I don't know that you deserve to not be in prison.
Right.
So,
Like you need something needs to happen to your ass.
yeah, I'm like, it's not okay to take another person's life.
It's not. And I don't agree with that either.
Yeah, it's just hard because I've lost like someone close to me. And if they got murdered, that would be even worse than like, you know, like a sickness taking them because the sickness, yeah, it's shitty and it sucks. And I hate that. I hate diseases. I hate sicknesses. I hate that people are dying from, you know, just illnesses. But for like another human being to take your family member's life, like something that could have been pretty much prevented, that's just awful.
Yeah, and it's not fair to that person.
It's not. And so I'm like, I just have a hard time just sympathizing with the people that did kill somebody because I'm like, you like took someone away from their family. Like, that's fucked up. But anyways, let's get out of that darkness.
Right.
That shit got dark. Oh, I can give you a tarot card update.
A tarot card update. What happened?
Yeah, so I had told you that my tarot cards were upside down. And since recording that day, I honestly didn't mess with them for like days. And yesterday I was feeling pretty good. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna grab my cards. I'm just gonna see what it is, you know? The first card that popped out to me basically was like encouraging something. And I felt like it was encouraging me for my job that I'm trying to do. I'm basically going to be applying to this place opening up here that's similar to the job I have now. However, I have been like interested in wanting to try to go for it. And I just felt that was like a little message for me to be like, you should go ahead and go for it. It's gonna, you know, work out. So that was pretty cool. And then the second card was just kind of verifying that. And then I did another little reading part that kind of just told me I need to focus on myself and get my shit together. So overall, I was very pleased with them.
The
Very
next time whenever we come
pleased.
not we come I'm sorry the next time
No.
whenever I come down there you I would love for you to give me a tarot card reading.
Yeah, I'm so down.
Shit, I don't even think I've had one done. I think the last time I had one done, I think I was a teenager. My mom, she like asked me and I told her I didn't care. I don't think she even fucking finished it, honestly. But yeah, I would like to actually have one done.
Yeah, it's fun. I get kind of nervous when I do other people's cards because, like, I feel like I have to like not overthink them. Because with me, it comes so naturally when I'm like doing my cards. I feel like I'm just chaotic sometimes because I'll be sitting there like shuffling my cards and just talking to my cards, and then like whatever pops out is just what it is, and they usually all pertain pretty well to what I'm going through. So the ones I've done for other people is like just like a single card reading where I've just laid them down and just grabbed the one I felt most drawn to. That's usually what I go for. Most of them have been successful. So
What do you mean they've been successful?
they've answered questions that people have asked. Like my
Oh.
sister asked a question and the card pretty much guided her through it. So that's pretty cool. I just love when that happens because then I'm like, I got magic, bruh. But it's pretty cool because I'm just very drawn to my cards. So I
Yeah.
love them. And I really like my, these were my cat tarot cards. And I really like my cat tarot cards because they're the first ones I've really used that I really felt drawn to. And they're just stinking cute too because they're cats.
I wish I had another cat.
Yeah, you should get one soon.
Yeah, I still plan on it. We just still gotta keep saving money.
Yeah, it do be like that.
I just feel like there's nothing been going on, like, in the world, like, at all. News or anything. It's just kind of been whatever. The new variant or whatever of the
Oh, yeah.
coronavirus and shit. Man, I'm, like, ready for them. If y'all are about it, then hurry up and get y'all's money so we can go back on lockdown. Because this shit's getting fucking annoying for it to be, like, dancing around in the background.
Well, I don't even know. A lot of people are tired of being like forced to wear a mask and forced to stay home and stuff that I feel like some companies aren't even going to want to push it because of how many complaints they've gotten, whether people want to be safe or not.
I don't know. It's just going to be a repeat of fucking last year, which is going to be upsetting because people are going to want to act new to life. I'm
Yeah.
just saying, like, I'm not even trying to sound negative. Like, I'm just saying, like, I really feel like we're going to be due for another one. And who knows how long that's going to last. It's probably going to be like, we're probably going to be open for like the summer and then just fucking go back to lockdown for fucking the rest of the year.
That would suck, but at the same time, if they do that, I'm gonna play a lot of Animal Crossing again. I
I
need to
don't know
start
if I can
saving
do
up.
it. Like, I can do it, but face coverings, like, my beard is fucking stressed with fucking shit being covered over it.
Yeah, my face breaks out and stuff like that. It kind of sucks. I don't like wearing a mask, but I also don't like being sick.
Yeah,
I'm
those
like,
two things.
ugh. I don't even know what to do. I know that I'm going to be taking a trip. And when we get back, I'm going to get my vaccination.
Hell yeah.
Yep, I just figured it's time. I'm
Ain't
not
nothing
even,
wrong with
yeah, I'm still kind of nervous, but I'm still like, my whole family has it. A lot of my friends have it. So I'm like, at the very least, if something bad happens to me, at least I'm not the singled one out.
it.
And plus, I'm really nervous because since they've taken, like, since most places have taken masks mandates away, like, it feels awkward to wear a mask around people at this point. Like, I don't like going out with my mask because I feel like I'm like the only one. And I just, with all these people around me, I'm just like, I would just feel better because it's too many people.
Yeah, I feel you. There are people at my job, the warehouse I work at. They still wear their mask. So, but
Yeah.
it's not like my job. My job's like, you can either wear it or you don't have to. But I've seen in the news though, people, companies, they're trying to open up, bring it visible, I guess, saying that it's not illegal for companies or restaurants and stuff, to ask for vaccination cards or papers to show proof of it, so you can enter without a mask. And I mean, if you really want to be about it, then, be about it. But I don't know. I feel like the media is wanting, our country to kind of react to that and start pushing that because all that's going to do is just cause a lot of fucking drama and shit. So I don't even know if that's even something to worry about or
Yeah.
even kind of like, I don't know, like, I don't know how I'd feel about that. If that were the case, then I mean, I feel like I wouldn't have any other choice, but then I'm also like, I look at how I dealt with you know, the pandemic last year and how, you know, when we had to even wear a mask and everything. And I mean, honestly, I was comfortable with ordering shit from home and wearing a mask only whenever I had to go out. And yeah, you adapt. I mean, that's just my life. Like, I'm not about to fucking stress over some shit. I'm trying to fucking continue going to work and fucking build my credit and get a house. That's like my goal right now.
Yes, that's all you can do is your personal goals. That's what I've been trying to do. I just recently got a credit card. I'm trying to be chill about it because knowing me, I got shopping problems. But I've been really trying to make my payments on time and just try to do anything I can to build my credit. So at the very least, I can try to afford to leave Tennessee soon. That is my goal. And to get a PC.
Yeah. Fuck bougie ass Tennessee. I'm gonna be here though for a couple more years. I already know. Like, first house I'm gonna buy, it's gonna have to be in Tennessee. I've already come to that conclusion. And that's just because we're like, me and Brandon, we're already here. So that's what it boils down to.
Yeah. And if you can find a decent deal on a home, then once you're ready to move, I'm sure you can get a better deal because in Tennessee and a lot of places, you know, the housing market is blowing up. If you got a home, like, it would just increase in value. And it could help you get your next home.
Well, my goal, honestly, is like, if we get into actually housing and shit, like, I want to start flipping houses. Like, I want to be one of them motherfuckers. Cause that one dude who's in Clarksville that has like all those goddamn properties, I swear to God, he doesn't even live in Tennessee. He comes to Tennessee and like the first fucking whole week, he's just collecting rent from all of these houses. And I'm just like, bro, like, are you joking? Like, he literally drove around because I have been in two of his properties. One when I was actually renting out over there on Gomer, and then when I was staying with Brittany and her daughter. And oh man, that was just so wild to me. Like, when I found out he was Brittany's landlord, I was like, wow, this man has land like all over Clarksville. I was like, this doesn't make any sense to me. Because he was also Omar's family rented through him a couple times. I'm like, dude, just, I mean, there's already like fucking a little group of people I know. It's like, you can just imagine how many properties he actually owns and renovates and shit. But that's easy money. And especially in Tennessee, like, that would be something great to get into, like flipping houses and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy until people don't want to pay you.
That part.
That's the problem. And right now with COVID still going on, you can't really evict people like you could before.
Shit, I feel otherwise because of the drama I went through with this fucking apartment that we're in right now, man. The people, I don't know, like, that's what was really kind of frustrating, because when America acted like they were opening back up, it seemed as though like companies and like apartment residencies and shit, like, the people just weren't caring. People were starting to be more serious about bills and rent and shit, and it was just like, come on, man, like, we're still in a pandemic. Like, people are still dying. I don't care what no one fucking says. We can all walk around and act like everything's cool. That's fine. And it may not be affecting us in our area, or we don't know anyone personal, but there are people that are still being affected by it. And that's literally like, that's all that matters. Cause if it's coming down to it, to where we have to come to another lockdown, then so be it. You know, well, I wouldn't even call it a fucking lockdown. Tennessee did not go on a lockdown. Like, there's not a lockdown period. Was there a lockdown period, Brittany? Or were we really just vibing through this shit? Cause I'm just telling you, like, I don't remember ever being like,
A lot of people worked through it. Certain places did close, but if you worked food or like a grocery store, you were still living life. But they were they were giving out things that were like, you know, I'm an essential worker, I'm allowed to be on the road, but they weren't honestly checking.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was about to say, that's right, because I was working for fucking Amazon as a delivery driver at the time, and they were giving us that essential worker bullshit and fucking having us have these papers to have in our cars, so that way if we ever got pulled over, it was proof we were on our way to work. And I'm just like, god damn, like, that was the only time. But we never, that's right, we were bougie-ass Tennessee. We did not fucking... We did not go on a lockdown. So, yeah, if you're in Tennessee, I don't know what the fuck you're really worried about, because we did not go through shit last year. It is what the fuck it is. Like, I feel bad for other states because every state handled it completely differently. But if you're in one of those states where literally you could have still, like, did what you wanted to do just as long as you wore a mask, like, you were fine, really. But the only thing that, like, people didn't have control over, honestly, is just the places that closed and the hours and shit. But yeah, back on, like, with everything opening back up, it's starting to seem like people don't care about that. People are back on money and It's like late fees are fucking more serious. Like our rent's even gone up since shit's gone back to normal. Like we got that letter in the fucking
Yeah.
mail. So I'm just like, God damn, like
It's kind of scary how quickly everybody is like, oh, well, COVID doesn't exist.
I'm telling you, America's just trying to get that bag real quick this summer and everything's gonna go right back. But
Yeah.
it's all good, you know, because like I said, I know how to adapt, and you sound, you seem like you know how to adapt as well. Shit, we're straight over here. And
Yeah, we
if y'all are
good.
listening, we hope you straight too, because get ready for this ride. It ain't over.
Right. I'm glad I bought my bidet in case people buy up the toilet paper again.
Oh boy.
Like, please do not buy up all the toilet paper, but I'm ready if you do.
Man, I'm telling you, low key been trying to stock up on fucking disinfectant wipes and shit. Not like fucking crazy. Like, I don't go to this fucking store every goddamn week and like stock up on shit. But it's nice to have fucking, you know, your fucking linen closets and your cupboards and shit just full. So just, I'm just
Yeah.
saying, like, seriously, people need to understand, like, you never know when, how quick America's just gonna react. And I mean, it's no, nothing's wrong with, especially doing it like right now, even though there's like no signs of, even though we're just talking, like, there's no signs of us going on another lockdown or anything just happening. You're right, everything's just up in the air. But there's nothing wrong with wanting to better prepare yourself or trying to stay safe. So do what you gotta do.
Yep.
Do what you gotta do. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we'll be back.
All right, everybody, we are back. I had a tongue twister there. That was really my bad. God.
I thought
All
you
right.
just did that.
Yeah, I don't even know where I was going with that, honestly. So we are going to go ahead and get into our good vibes for the week. Brittany, did you want to go first or does it matter?
You can go first.
I'll go first. So my good vibes for this week are definitely going to be to the people who are feeling insecure and feeling like they can't do shit or feeling like they just don't have the motivation. You do. Pretty much just trying to motivate people to not be so negative and not be themselves. People need to be more of themselves. A lot of the reasons why people aren't themselves, I feel like, are because they are entertaining either family's perspectives of them or friends. And, you know, it's good to kind of take that time to step away and see exactly what you like and who you are as a person. And it might surprise you that the people that you have around you, you might not want to fuck with them anymore. So it's good to always keep that in consideration. That's not always the case. Like, you know, you're gonna end up cutting people off or anything, but it's always good to just be yourself and never feel like you can't. And if you're around people who make you feel like you can express yourself or be comfortable, you know, with who you are, then you don't need to be around them. And yeah, just yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like getting tired. That's why I'm like losing my mind. I feel like it's getting late.
It's okay.
I'm like starting to be all goofy and shit. So, but y'all get the idea. Yeah,
Yeah, be yourself. That's good
pretty much.
advice. Because nothing's worse than trying to be something else for other people.
Yeah, it's not fun. I couldn't imagine. Like honestly, I really couldn't. I've never had that in me. And I it really bothers me, and I feel bad for people that, you know, that is in them. And it's not a bad trait, you know, it's just you got to know how to maintain it, I guess, so you don't get hurt.
Right, that's the main thing. But I mean, I don't feel like anyone should change for anyone unless you're genuinely trying to better yourself. That would be the only way. I feel like you should consider the way you are as if you're hurting other people and being bad.
Yeah, if you're negative and you hurt people, fuck you. Like, I don't have anything for you.
Right. We don't be doing that negative shit up in here.
Nah, none of that.
Not at all. But yeah, I think that's a beautiful, good vibe.
Thanks. Did you have any good vibes for this week?
My good vibe for this week is going to be to love your animals if you have them, because they are little animals and, you know, you took them out of their little environment to bring them into your environment to be there for them, love them, care for them. So love them and care for them because you are their world because you chose to be that. Give them lots of loves and kisses and cuddles if they're, assuming they're a cat or a dog. But I know that there's more animals like snakes, which are cool. I don't know about spiders. Discuss. You know,
whoa,
like.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What, Chris?
Whoa, chill out. Chill out. You said no negativity, Brittany.
Okay, yeah, so that's why I'm saying no spiders.
Whoa, 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 chill out. Chill out. No, we spider gang over here. What you mean?
Well, I'm not spider gang. I see you in my house. I'm crushing you.
Well, you know what? We don't have to get on that topic because we've discussed this, Brittany.
It's been discussed. There's nothing to discuss. I will never, ever, ever accept a spider in my home.
They love you, Brittany. They're not going to bother you.
Yesterday I was cleaning, and thank goodness I didn't have a lot of more trash to take outside because I seen a big spider and I didn't want to see him again on my back door.
He just wanted to say what's up.
Well, I don't have any words for him. I don't want to say what's up.
what you mean? Man, spiders, they're so good, especially honestly in the house. They're really good in your house. Like they get rid of pests and shit that you probably don't even fucking see. They'll kill it.
They're not good if they bite you, and they're really not good if they're a brown recluse and they bite you, or a black widow.
It just, I guess, depends on the spider and how you are, Brittany. But I'm sure all the spiders in your area know that they're not welcome, so.
Good.
Okay.
Because the ones that make the mistake, are going to get it.
Okay,
That's for all spiders. Any spiders listening to this podcast, just know you're not welcomed on my end.
Well, spiders, if you want some place to kick it, you know, if Brittany's not treating you too well and, you know, you're not feeling too right, you know, you can come over this way. You know, hit me up. You know, you can add me. My DMs are open. My ringer's always off, but you know, I'm gonna get to you. But, you know, all love.
Yeah, just stay at his house because I don't want none of y'all at my house. Y'all can infest Chris's place. That's
no,
cool.
don't fucking infest. You can just...
No, you inviting all spiders. You know what that entails. All spiders.
I have two. Well, there were two. I don't know if they're there anymore, but there were two spiders like at the entrance of my door as soon as you walked in. Because you know how like my stairs are set up, like it's like a private entry.
Mm-hmm.
And so like at the very bottom of the steps, like as soon as you open a door, there's like a little spider web, like where the where the stair and the floor met, there's like a little corner. And you could see it as soon as you open the door, they were there right there, and you could see everything that they were fucking killing that was like flying in and getting stuck there. I mean, they're living their life down there, but I hate them.
That.
What do you mean you hate that? That's okay, Brittany. They're literally not bothering anybody.
They're bothering me.
Oh, man. Okay.
If I come to your house and I see a spider, I'm stepping on it on sight.
It's okay. That's what the people from the, Wow, why can I not think of words? The people that own the apartment complex, the people from right over there.
The owners, the landlords.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, maintenance. Also, they were like, yeah, maintenance and the people from the office. They were walking around doing something. They were checking something in the houses because they were doing some blast zone shit happening like earlier this year. And I remember we had a spider that was down there. And as soon as they opened the door, when they were coming up the steps, I heard them like the girl. She told him to kill it. And I was like, oh, well, okay. Well, you didn't know that. Yeah, she immediately just said, oh, it's spider. And he just stopped on it. I was like, oh, well, that's the end of my friend. But I guess they have babies because there's like another set. Or there was. Like I said, they're not there no more. So
I hate that.
Oh, Brittany, they're not going to do anything.
You know what's really gross about roaches?
About what?
Roaches.
Roaches? Okay, what about roaches? What's gross about them?
So you know how like if you step on like a spider that has babies, like the babies will scatter.
Mm-hmm.
So roaches will do the same. However, if you step on a female roach that like is carrying babies, they will scatter and they're fucking clear.
They're clear.
So you won't see them.
That's a battle.
That's the sleeve. I have a bug man that comes every month. And the first one, not my main bug man, but the first guy that came to spray before my main bug man, he told me, he was like, don't step on no roach. And I was like, why? And he told me why. And I was like, oh, like my whole body like shivered. It was disgust.
But I mean, the odds of you encountering a pregnant roach, I mean, I don't know. That's a rare chance. I can understand why you wouldn't want to, but I mean, shit, what else would be your initial reaction to seeing a roach, especially if it's at ground level and you're right there?
I mean, I know. And how would you even know if it was pregnant or female?
Yeah, because he's already saying, like, they're clear. I'm just like, I mean, you can't even really tell on a spider's back. I mean, you can. Like, if you look close enough, you can see it, the shit moving on it. But with a clear body, I don't even know what that looks like. I'd have to see that myself. Oop, I know what I'm watching tonight. Me and Brandon watch weird shit on YouTube, so that'll probably be something we'll look up.
What, roaches?
Yeah, like roach killings or some shit. There was this one time we were watching like house infestations of like insects. And man, there's this one with roaches. I don't even want to talk about it. I'll send you the link though. It was probably like the worst one America's ever seen. It was bad.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was gross. I couldn't even imagine. Or the fucking, I feel bad for people whose houses get taken over by snakes. I would never in my life be able to get over that. Waking up to snakes being in my bed or around me. I don't know. I can't deal with snakes.
I like snakes, but some snakes, man, they just...
So if you had snakes instead of spiders around your house, how would you feel?
As long as the snakes were good, then I wouldn't care.
Fuck you. Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. We really got to talk about this one. So, no. We're not into
like
nothing.
Snakes. I
no.
Like
what
spiders.
You mean it's a snake?
Like, some snakes are fine. Like, garden snakes or, like, the ones that people own. Like, they're fine.
Yeah, just like there are certain spiders that are fine too, Brittany.
No.
No? Okay, so you mean to tell me that if your house got infested by garden snakes, you'd be more comfortable with motherfucking garden snakes coming across your kitchen than you would a spider?
Probably. At least I know the garden snake ain't gonna bite me.
You know what? And on that one, we don't have to discuss it anymore because you... You're telling me I don't even trust garden snakes. You're joking. You don't think a garden snake is going to bite you?
No.
Have you picked up a garden snake before?
No.
Do you want to?
Maybe.
We know when I come to Clarksville, we're going to go find some garden snakes.
If
I
it
want
doesn't
pick
hiss
one
at
up.
Me.
They don't hiss at you? I don't trust snakes. I don't give them the chance to make eye contact with me. That's how I don't even know how they're going to react.
I mean, they're fine. Just leave them alone, you know?
Nah.
They ain't intentionally out here hurting people like spiders.
Okay. Yeah, Brittany, because people are out here dying more because of fucking spider attacks than they are snake attacks. Matter of fact, I want to know that now. How
yeah,
many
look
deaths
it up.
Per year?
Look it
I
up.
Am.
I'm trying to see.
I'm trying to see, too. We about to figure some shit out. How many deaths per year?
From spiders compared to snakes.
Deaths per year from spiders. An average, same as alligators and bears for that matter, sharks, gators, blah, 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 blah. Snakes, 6 deaths per year, and spiders, 7 deaths per year. You know what?
See? I told you.
No, that's some bougie-ass fucking fake information. I don't want to believe that. That's an article from fucking 2015. We not out here. What the fuck by one death?
The statistics show more killings from spiders.
Out here dying by one death with a spider.
It's what it is. For every 7 spider killings, only 6 die from snakes.
Whatever. What the fuck ever. I should have never looked that up. I don't even care. Why do I get myself into this shit?
Hey, it's important.
Yeah, it was educational. We learned something.
Spiders are dangerous. Snakes aren't as dangerous.
Brittany, shut the hell up. We're not going off of that.
I'm just saying. The statistics are there.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, back to my good vibe. So, Love your pets. Love your pets because you don't know when it's going to be the last time you gonna love them. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they're a spider. They don't
okay, whatever. Unless they're a fucking snake.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know what pet I would want to own?
What?
If I could own one, I would want a red panda.
A red panda? I think I remember you telling me that.
They're so cute.
Are they just exotic or are they becoming extinct?
I don't think they're becoming extinct. They're like little bears and okay. They're not dangerous, but their claws are very sharp. which makes them dangerous. So
yeah, because they'll go around hugging you and then they'll chop you up at the same time.
Yeah, and they're actually very affectionate, apparently. But yeah, I think you can actually own one. I don't know the stipulations on that.
Are they an exotic animal?
I don't know. I mean, they'd be in the zoo.
Well, Brittany, if you want to go get yourself red panda, adoption starts at $50.
$50?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Googled it.
Like,
I mean, I was trying to figure out about red pandas, but it's Adopt a Panda, a Red Panda Network.
Oh, so you probably just send money.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's one of them. We don't want to adopt. We want to own. Like, we want to own. We want a motherfucker to be here. How much are you? Oh, right. To rent one, it's about $250,000 per year. How about no?
$250,000 per year to
and
rent?
That's just to rent one for like a zoo.
Are you serious?
Ooh, so fuck that. You knew you want a nice ass zoo.
Wow. The Nashville Zoo has like a couple of them.
Yeah, Nashville Zoo's come a long way.
Yeah, and last time I went, I think they said that they still haven't even covered over half of what the land they have.
Yeah, they're still definitely building.
Yeah, so I don't know. I look forward. I know some people are against zoos, and that's fine. I understand. But I really like the zoo.
Well, they're changing it now, apparently. Like, no lie, I just seen an article the other day talking about they released, like, robotic dolphins, and they're trying to make it to where they're making a lot of more animatronic animals. More realistic, though. Like, those dolphins look like legit dolphins. Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe in the future, we're just going to have a bunch of robots just acting like those animals. But I mean, if they can pull it off to looking real, I wouldn't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, maybe we could actually pet them.
Yeah, you could interact with those.
We can
like, seriously, they'll have enough detail to like the fur and everything, the noises, even smells and shit. They'd have to get it down pat.
That's crazy. The times we live in.
Such shit, but also very not shit, I guess. However you want to look at it. However your life is going, I guess.
Yeah. So I saw this thing on TikTok. Kind of unrelated, but kind of related. I don't know. And I guess this dude is like a time traveler. And he said by the end of 2021, there's going to be, I think, 6 humans who obtain superpowers from the sun.
Okay.
How do we feel about this?
I don't feel anything about that, Brittany.
Well, he said he's psychic.
He said he's psychic?
I mean, he's a time traveler.
Oh, he said he's a time traveler. Is he? Is he a John Titter?
He might be a John Titter.
Well, I don't know. John Titter out here, so
he yeah, the only well, homie. John Titter also said we'd be at war.
John Titter wasn't lying. We did kind of have a little bit of a war. That wasn't like a war, I'd say, like how he described, where we're all like separated and we all have fucking technically 5 presidents, but you know what? I don't know. It depends. You'd have to send me that information. Because that's what you're not going to say you're a time traveler. And then by the end of what, this year, 6 people are supposed to get supernatural powers because of the sun. You know, there are already people on this planet with supernatural powers and shit. That's
who?
Not. There's this fucking, I told you that one dude that pretty much he where the fuck was he at? This was in South America. He's somewhere in South America. I don't even know the name of the fucking country. I'll send you the damn YouTube video. But this dude was able to heal people. He was able to start fires like just out of nowhere. He burnt this fucking piece of paper type of shit. Pretty much he taught him. It was I wouldn't even count him as being supernatural. His teachings were from like meditation and like a bunch of like religious shit that was like self-taught, like really, really like just kept within like, I guess, his group. I can't say like what it, I don't know what it was, but only those people knew how to do it. But basically, like, when people started like catching on and he was getting like a lot of media attention, he had said that he had a dream from one of his elders, and they were very disappointed in him because he was showing their techniques, and they told him that he needed to stop. And so after that, he said that he stopped showing his practices and like ceased the documentary. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's got going on now, but it's people like that. Or the fucking, the kids that are fucking, what is it? What is it when you fucking come back, when you're reborn or some shit?
Reincarnation?
Yeah, reincarnation. That shit's very much fucking real. And I fucking love it because it's like all of it, every single story that's involved with like reincarnation, you can count that, I guess, as a superpower as well, or superhuman ability. Those kids that like literally know details about what they used to do in their past lives, like jobs, towns, cities, homes, like fucking little things from their childhood, like rooms about their houses or abandoned houses or secret areas and shit that they know about and everything. Like, and then you can even Google, they Google like their past fucking selves and these people are fucking real. Shit like that. Like, boy, ain't nobody worried about what this boy talking about by the end of 21. If it happens, it's gonna happen. It better be something like super. Like, I want to see some motherfucker move in some water or something. Like,
Move in some water.
like, I want to see a motherfucker levitate, like, freely flying out this bitch.
Fly to another planet.
Do something. Shit, Jeff Bezos' stupid ass out here charging fucking thousands of dollars per seat for his stupid ass space shuttle tour bullshit.
Yeah.
That's about as good as we're going to get with that until somebody else decides to fucking go and buy a planet. Oh, yeah, speaking of that, Lil Uzi Vert bought a fucking planet.
Bought a planet?
Yep, he went and bought a planet. You can Google that story. I'm not getting into that because that's just a whole other conversation I don't want to even fucking get into.
So wait, but people can buy planets now?
You can buy planets. You can buy stars. You can buy shit in space. But I just think it's silly. The idea of someone going, I can literally tell you right now, Brittany, I own 13 galaxies. And personally, it doesn't matter because it's not like anyone can go there or do anything with it. I can't see myself visibly announcing I just spent over hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to own this planet that absolutely no one can do anything with, or myself.
I'm just like, what gives them the business to buy a planet?
I don't know. Somebody out there catching a bag for it. And you know what? I'm about to open up my own business for it, too. If you want to buy a motherfucking planet, you got to hit me up because I own 13 galaxies. You can fucking get them from my galaxies. I got them really fucking cheap. I got them at fucking $5 per planet. Hit me up. That's how I'm doing it. You know me fucking planning some motherfucking sale, Brittany. We about to make bank. We rich out here. Fuck Bitcoin. We out here. I'm a motherfucking entrepreneur, bitch.
It's just crazy to me. And that's a good point. Like, who gets this money for buying planets? Like, who's out here selling planets? And are they able to sell planets? Because I'm also like, aren't, like, if aliens, if we think aliens are a thing, okay, which I believe in aliens, but I'm just saying for the story, we assume aliens are real. What happens if you buy this planet and then one day, like, magically you're able to go to your planet and you get there and it's already inhabited by, like, thousands of beings? Then it's like, so do you get a refund or are you going to hop up on that planet and be like, hey, this is my planet. I paid for it on the planet Earth and I'm here to I'm here to claim it.
Well, you know what? Here at Chris's Planet Express, if you get a planet and you end up going to that motherfucker for it, because, you know, I'm selling them at $5 a pop. You go to that planet and it's already inhabited, already inhabited. No refunds because it is what it is. We didn't have the technology to go see that bitch to begin with, so you stuck with what you got. I look at it like this is a new opportunity. You know, you can be a real king and or a real queen, whatever you want to do, and actually take over that bitch, or you can be upset that you wasted your $5 on that planet and just bring your ass back to Earth where you belong. So I'm a great business person. This is gonna work out, Brittany. We're really about to do something.
I don't know, but I'm glad that you are happy.
Yeah. We out here. Cash App about to be fucking flooded. I'm telling you. Well, I'm about to take a bunch of fucking space pictures and put them on eBay. Oh my god! Hold on, I'm really thinking about some stupid shit because I'm bored. You know what? If you catch me out here and you see me on the news for that, mind your business.
That would be so funny. Just get a picture of Pluto and be like, Pluto, $5.
Boy, and if somebody buy it, I'm telling you. And I'm gonna put it in the description. Like, no, this is not the photo. Like, you don't get a photo. You actually own the rights to this planet. Like,
you actually own this planet.
Oh my god, is that a thing?
You should send them certificates that you just print off of, like, Word.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to go on Word, and I'm about to type up some shit.
Be like, this is the deed for planet Pluto.
Oh my god, that's all I have to do, Brittany. I just have to, once they send me my money, I just have to fucking send this little certificate to them, and it'll be an even more high-quality photo of the planet that they own, along with information on that planet, and that'll be the end of it. Yep.
Wow,
we are out here. That ain't no scam. That ain't no scam.
Right. You're educating people on their planet that they just bought. That's good.
I'm dumb as hell. Anyway, Brittany.
You heard it here. If you guys want to plan it, let us know. Go in our DMs. It's $5 and you'll have the rights to that, to any planet you want.
Any planet, I'm telling you.
Right. It don't even have to be in this galaxy. Just let us know what planet you want and we'll make it happen. We now are able to sell any planet.
Stars too. We'll do stars.
Yeah, we'll do stars too. Like $3.
Oh my God. Stars are even bigger than planets, Brittany. We might have to readjust that one.
Oh, well, if stars are more expensive, then we're going to say $10 on the stars.
All right, that seems fair.
We'll even give you a star with your paperwork.
Buy one star, get one star free?
Well, not a real star, but like we'll give them like, you know, like those glow-in-the-dark stars. We'll like give them like a star, you know, like a star. Mm. So when they look up on their ceiling, they can see their star, except, you know, it'll be like the placeholder of your star until you can go see your star.
I love it. We really out here.
Yep. Just hit us up. Yep. We'll make it happen. Whatever y'all want. We got it.
Well, shit. We went from fucking good vibes of the week to fucking vibing out on trying to market off of selling planets and galaxies. So.
Yep. That'd be so funny for real, though.
I would.
How much little Uzi Vert pay for this planet? And what planet did he pay for?
I've seen the article of it. It was very brief. I'd have to look it up. I'd have to send it to you again. Or not again. I'd have to send it to you. Hell.
It just really kills me that Earthlings think that they can sell planets on a whole nother planet and we out here selling planets.
Yeah, he claims he's buying a planet larger than Jupiter.
Larger than Jupiter?
Yeah, it's a giant gas planet. It has a name. It's called WASP-127b.
What the fuck?
And he plans on buying it. Oh, it actually, there's a picture of it. Oh, you actually bought it. Oh my God, it's a beautiful fucking planet. Who do you give this money to? You know what? I'm over it. Either fucking way. I need to really figure out how much did you even pay for this?
Right. Lil Uzi Vert, if you're listening, we'd love to interview you about your planet.
Yeah, I just want to know where, why and how.
And are you going?
Well, he can't go. It's a fucking gas planet. See, now, it's planets like that where you just really out of luck. Like, you just own them because you can't land on motherfucker. So, I'm just like, what? Wow. You know what, Lil Uzi? Wow. He did that. There is no price, though. No one's talking about the price.
Damn.
Everyone's just, it's random. That's what I'm saying. There's no talk on how he did it. I just feel like this motherfucker just woke up one day and said he owns a planet and uploaded a picture. And now everybody's going with it. I'm so serious. Like, no one's, like, taking this away from him. No one's saying anything. I'm so dead ass. Like, I'm really about to fucking just do this then, if that's the case. Like, we out here.
Yeah, just make a post. I bought this planet. This is what it looks like.
Right, because they're making it seem like he's the first person to ever actually purchase an entire planet. Okay. Where'd the money go? And for to who? like, what you mean?
Where did the money go?
There's a lot of gaps in the story here that's everywhere. So I don't know. I'm over it.
That's hilarious. Where'd the money go?
Honestly.
We need to know.
I don't have anything else I got going on.
No, me either. I'm nowhere closer to owning my own planet.
Nah, not even on that level.
Nope. Well, folks, I guess that about wraps us up for this one, episode 10.
Oh, this is 10?
Yeah.
10 weeks of this, really? Fuck, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, well, we skipped like 2 weeks, so it's been 12 weeks.
Ah, true, true, true. Yep, that's right. Okay, so there's the gaps. Yep. Well, I'm feeling like it's longer.
Yep, 10 weeks and less than 100 days until Halloween.
Is it really?
Yes.
You celebrating early, ain't you?
Not early enough. Not early enough.
Okay. So, we'll go with that.
But as always, just follow our socials. You can find us on The Book, Facebook, The Vibe Check Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at the_vibe_check_podcast. And then you can send us emails to our Gmail, askvibecheck@gmail.com. Make sure you like our pod. Make sure you follow our pod. And make sure you listen to all of our episodes if you haven't already. They're so good.
They're so good. Like, we record every week. We talk about everything. And we're really really, you know, here and stuff. So yeah, check us out.
Yeah, we are the coolest kids in town.
Yeah, check us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, check us out. Yeah, I'm getting tired, Brittany. I'm fucking losing it. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, we will see you guys next week. And don't forget to brush your teeth.
That one.
Bye.